Hey friends, welcome to another episode of On.net. On this one, I have my very good friend Varun to talk to us about Azure Managed Identities. With this, you don't need any secrets. Join us to learn how. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back for another installment of On.net. This is the identity series on On.net. And today I have one of my very good friends, Varun, to talk to us about managed identities, a subject very near and dear to my heart because it's identity and it's managed and I love it. Hey, Varun, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I am good. I'm really excited to have you here because everybody needs to know about managed identities. If you don't know about them, then you don't know what you're missing. And once you know about them, you can't live without them. That's my motto.
That's fantastic to hear. I'm so excited to be on the show and talk about managed identities.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and what are managed identities?
Absolutely. So my name is Varun. I'm a program manager in the identity division at Microsoft. My day job is to make sure that all Azure services support this thing called managed identities, which we'll talk about a little bit more.
That's good. That's a valiant effort. I want all the services, not just of them, some of them, all of them. And I know that we've been adding managed identities to more and more and more services. Ideally, yep, it should be everywhere and permeates everything, so you don't have to worry about stuff that we will see in a second. So take
Absolutely.
It.
Okay. So hopefully you guys can see my screen. So the whole idea behind managed identities is that credentials that you handle every day are like plutonium, right?
Yes.
You don't want to be managing SaaS keys, certificates, connection strings, these username password things that you handle day in, day out. Nobody should be doing that. They're like plutonium. You should be using gloves and like protecting. Nobody should be touching them at all, if possible.
Yes.
And we have built technologies where you can securely store them like Key Vault, but mm-hmm. then now you need a way to get to those Key Vaults to without having to manage a secret or credential.
Yes.
So that's how managed identities were born. But now we are taking a step further and saying, okay, what you can just use the same concept to access any services that support Azure Authentication. So, but that's the main premise, that when you create a service principle in Azure AD, today you have to manage a credential associated with that. How can we eliminate that where you don't have to do that? And then there is also this whole problem of managing the lifecycle of the credential, the service principle itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't need a service principle to be there in your Azure AD, you want it to be gone as soon as the reason that you created is fulfilled. So how do we automatically clean up service principle was the other problem that we're trying to solve.
Okay.
So if you think about it, robots in the cloud require authentication, right? So they need identities. So mm-hmm. traditionally you have been saying, okay, let me create a service principle, let me grant it permission, let me set a credential on it, let me figure out how do I securely store that secret on my side. I have to rotate that credential on my own. And then clean up. I'm done with this virtual machine. I'm done with this resource that I was using in Azure. Now let me clean up the service principle on my own. All of this, there's a better way to do this, which is called managed identities for Azure resources, where it's like you create the resource that you want and say, I want a managed identity for it. You grant that identity the permission that it needs. And then after you're done, you delete the resource and the identity is automatically deleted for you.
I love
it's,
it.
It's basically the simplification of experience that kind of gets achieved with the benefit of you never having to manage credentials anymore.
Yes, absolutely.
So another way to talk about it, I can use managed identities when I'm trying to build an app where my source resource of the communications is an Azure resource, like mm-hmm. a VM, an app service, functions, consensus, like Kubernetes, whatever you can create in Azure that needs to communicate with another service that supports Azure Authentication. So it can be your own API, it can be Azure Key Vault storage, anything that supports accepting an Azure AD token, you can use a managed identity with it. And the main thing is you don't have to manage any secrets or credentials to use them. So for example, I'm building a website or an app service that needs to use Azure, that needs to store data in Azure Storage. The simplest way to explain
that. Perfect. Where do I buy this? How do I get
it? before you get there, there are two types of two additional concepts that you need to know. There are two types of managed entities: system assigned managed entities and user assigned managed entities. And I'm going to use an analogy that one of my co-workers created to explain this. So imagine that you have a car and you need to get inside your garage with the car. So you can use your manual keys and open the garage door manually and then get inside. You can press the button on the built-in garage door that you have, the mirror that you have in your car, where there's a button that you press and then the garage door opens. Mm-hmm. Or you can have a handheld remote that you use to press a button on the remote and then the garage door opens using the remote. So keep that in mind. So now your car is like an Azure resource, and the garage is essentially the service that you're trying to access. The means to make that communication happen, there are things in the middle like keys, buttons, or the remotes. So the things in the middle become the identity. The fact that you can use them becomes the means to authenticate and authorize. And then the car having that key is the way you give that identity to your car, right?
Yeah.
So keys are in the cloud world. Keys are like SAPs, username, password, and things like that. The mirror that exists on your inside your car is like the system assigned managed entity for the resource. Mm-hmm. It's tied to the life cycle of the resource. If you sell the car, the mirror is going to go with it. So system assigned managing goes with the resource. And the handheld remote is like the user assigned identity, where you can use it from any car. Like, you are not tied to the same Azure resource. You can just assign it to multiple Azure resources.
I love this metaphor. This is fantastic.
All right, so now let's quickly see a demo so that we can see that in action. So I'm going to jump to the Azure portal. And okay, so before I show you what I'm going to do, let me just show what I'm going to demo. So I'm going to create a user assigned identity, and I'm going to create a storage account, and I'm going to create a role assignment where I'm going to allow this user assigned managed identity, which itself is an Azure resource, to have access to the storage account. So I'm going to make it a contributor on the storage account. And then I'm going to create an Azure function. I have this function created already, so I'm just going to refer it to it. I'm going to assign this user assigned identity to this Azure function, and then write some code that then basically allows me to access the storage account through that Azure function using that user assigned managed identity. Okay?
Yeah, love it. Let's do this.
Let's do that. So let me jump to the Azure portal. So to create a user assigned identity, you go to you can search for managed identities, and you will find managed identities extension.
Wait, is that new?
No, this is how you create a user assigned managed identity. So you search for managed identities, and then you say, okay, I want to create a new managed identity. So
I've been doing it through the portal all this time. Sorry, I've been doing it through the CLI.
Yeah, you can do it through the CLI. You can do
You're telling me there's a portal? Why did I not know about this? Anyway, that's brilliant. I love the UI stuff. Bring it on.
Okay, so you select a region, a resource group. Remember, user assigned identity is just like an Azure resource. So it will you're creating an Azure resource at this point. So yes. I think we called it AZ Demo US. So let's call that AZ Demo User Assigned. And let's create it. Okay, so a little bit of what is happening right now. I'm creating a user assigned identity. A managed identity is a service principle behind the scenes. So what just happened was I created a user assigned identity, but in Azure AD, now there is a service principle that got registered with this client ID and this object ID. Right. So, but The cool thing is I cannot, that service principle is read only. I cannot go and change anything about it directly from Azure AD. If I have to do anything to it, I have to go and modify this Azure object that you're seeing on the screen. So if I delete this, then that service principle will automatically get deleted. And there is no credential. So there is no password or certificate that I have to handle in order to use this identity now. So now that I have this identity created, I'm going to go to my storage account. and allow that identity to have access to the storage account. So that the way I do that is I go under the access control part, and then I say, okay, I want to create a new role assignment, but I'm going to select a role of a storage contributor, let's say storage account contributor. And this role allows me to have full access. I think there is also a role that allows you to just write data, so you can select that role as well. But here I'm going to pick user assigned managed entities, and I hopefully should be able to see that. This is the identity that we just created.
Okay.
So now I just gave that user assigned identity access to the storage account. But this identity is not still associated with an Azure resource, a source Azure resource. So I'm going to do that next. So I'm going to go create an Azure function, which I think I already have created in my demos. Under this Azure function, if I go under the identity tab, I'll see that, okay, so this Azure function already has a system assigned identity, but nice. Under the user assigned identity, I can add one or more user assigned managed entities to this Azure functions.
That's very nice.
So I'm just going to add a new one, which is the one that I have created. Mm-hmm. And now I've assigned this identity to this Azure function.
Yep.
Right? So now let me jump to Visual Studio and show you some code that I'm going to run to use that managed identity with this Azure function.
Can you zoom in for us, like four clicks?
Yes. So before I do that, to use this user assigned identity, I need to know its client ID. So I'm going to copy this client ID for this user assigned identity and then go back to the Azure function. So let's me zoom in. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So all I'm doing is I just copied my user assigned identity's client ID into the code. You can also do this using config files, but this is just to simplify the whole experience. So once I do that, we already have support for Azure.identity library, which I have included in this functions file, where I'm using Azure.identity. And with Azure.identity, there is a concept of default Azure credential. And a default Azure credential gives you the flexibility to run code locally as well as to deploy it to Azure without having to make any changes to the authentication and authorization configuration. So if I run this code locally, the code will use my signed in user account, which is admin at this tenant, to execute and run this code. But if I deploy the same code without making any changes to Azure, it's going to automatically switch over to use a managed identity because that's how default Azure credential works.
Okay. And so, that will go sequentially to find the first account that's available, right?
Yes. It has a discovery mechanism to figure out which is the first account I can use. And mm-hmm. it discovers, hey, I can use managed entities, and it automatically uses that. So in order to use my user assigned managed entity, you do it in a certain way. So you specify the credential option with the managed entity client ID, which yes. I just copied, and say that, okay, whenever possible, use this client ID.
Nice.
Okay. And all the code is pretty simple. All it is doing is essentially it is creating a blob client container and trying to write some data in it. So it will try to write a name that I'm going to pass in through to the function.
Very nice. So I have a couple of questions. Will this code run locally on my machine if I want to test it?
Yes, it will run locally on your machine, but you need to have the same permission that the managed entity has been granted right now.
Perfect. And the second one is, do I need to do any code changes when I move to production, or is this ready to go and run live?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to actually deploy this to my Azure function.
Right-click deploy. Because that's how we... No, I'm just kidding. You can use right-click deploy for demos. Please use CI/CD when you do proper work.
Yes.
It's for demos.
I'm just going to say I just selected AMI demos, which was my function, and just say deploy.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's now trying to deploy.
Perfect.
Okay. And the way you can test it is this... I was testing it before a little bit, but the function is called set my data.
Yep.
It takes a name mm-hmm. and an account that you want to create this that you want to create where you want to write data, which is the storage account.
Okay.
And the container name and the blob name.
I see.
And if this doesn't exist, then it's going to create that and write whatever name you put in the name parameter inside. So okay. Everything is encoded in the URL just so that it's the simplest thing that you can build.
Easy for demos. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I ran this before and I got an access denied because I had not done the setup to authorize the manager and to have access to the storage. But now I have. Okay, now that the function is deployed, let me make an API call to that function where we will try to create a blob with a name called managed identities 2 for a container called test container.
Okay.
And a blob called test blob.
That's the best name.
Okay, and there you go. So now this using that user assigned managed identity, I was able to create the blob store to write data to that storage account. So you can quickly go to the storage account and see under blob, if I refresh, you'll be able to find the test container with the test blob with the name that we just recorded.
Love it. No secrets, no keys, straight access to my storage. As long as I have the permission set correctly, then that's all we need. And it runs on functions, it runs on any anywhere you run your apps, VMs, containers, anything that you want.
Absolutely. So just to recap, TLDR, managed identities are for Azure resources, so that they're built so that you don't have to manage any credentials anymore. They give the source resource an identity so that you can access any target that supports Azure authentication. And stop managing credentials by yourself.
Yes, please. And by the way, I know that we haven't covered this one, but if you want to get managed identities outside of Azure, if your resources are running on on-prem or AWS or Google Cloud, Azure Arc those babies, and then you get managed identities for free.
So there that's you have right.
Managed identities everywhere. I love it.
Okay. Done. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.